Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing this week on the unwilling prophet. And we'll be focusing on the fourth and final chapter of the book of the prophet Jonah. And for those of you, just by way of review, or if you haven't heard the broadcast, after the Ninevites repented, instead of rejoicing that they turned from their wicked ways, they repented in sackcloth and ashes. The first verse of chapter 4 says, "It displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry." He actually said, "Lord, I told you this might happen because I know how you are. You're compassionate. You're merciful." And he actually said, "Lord, he was so upset that he asked God to just take his life. It's better for me to die than to live." So the Lord asks him a question. He says, "Are you doing something right by being angry? Doest thou well to be angry?" And he begins to deal with Jonah. And it says in verse 5, "Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city." And in verse 6 it says, "The Lord God prepared a gourd," or other translations say a plant, "and made it to come up over Jonah that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd." Well, he knew that the Lord was well aware of his response, that he was angry, and God saying, is that a good thing that you should be angry? And so while he was just waiting to see what was going to happen with the city, the Lord allowed this, in a supernatural way, increased the growth of the plant. So it was providing shadow along with his booth. So he was in a fairly comfortable position, and he was very glad. It ministered to him physically, of course. It provided a shelter, a shade from the sun. But spiritually, it delivered him from his grief, because he thought perhaps the Lord would be angry at his response. And he felt, of course, he was justified. And then in verse 7, it says, "But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered," so that he didn't have the comfort of that gourd very long. And as I was thinking about what that worm could be, that could be a representation of self-will. And God, that's what God wanted to deal with in Jonah. His will was really, he didn't have God's heart of compassion and mercy and love for his enemies. Jesus said, "Love your enemies, pray for those who despitefully use you." And so he was trying to teach him a lesson. And so that worm smote the gourd and it withered. And that was, again, probably in a supernatural time, very quickly. "And it came to pass when the sun did arise," well, apparently, even in one day, God prepared a vehement east wind, "and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah that he fainted," sound like physically fainted, "and wished in himself to die and said, it is better for me to die than to live." So what do we see here? Well, obviously that plant was a very short-lived pleasure, and we see everything around us is constantly changing, and it's stamped with uncertainty. And even the natural world, which God controls, it's changing constantly. The weather is never the same 2 days in a row. Kingdoms are constantly changing. All earthly earthly things shall wax old and pass away like a garment. That's what the word says. But there is one unchanging thing, beloved, the word of the Lord, which shall never pass away. That's what Jesus said. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. So we see in the time of trial and testing and loss, God's purposes are still at work. God is in control. Obviously, he let that plant grow up supernaturally to provide comfort, and then just as quickly, it's gone. And again, he was trying to deal with Jonah's self-will, which is true for every one of us. What a classic example this is for every one of us, because to walk in the Spirit, we lay down our will for the will of God. Even as Jesus did, he said, I do nothing except what the Father shows me, and I do only those things the Father shows me. Not his desires, not his plans. He came as a servant. And so when we see that overcoming trial, which happened in verse 8, obviously where our hearts are, there also our treasure will be. That's what the word says. And we have to ask ourselves very honestly, are our joys bound up in our circumstances instead of the Lord? And if that's the case, in the case of Jonah, because he was physically miserable, there was a violent east wind, the sun beat upon his head, he actually fainted, you might find yourself wishing to die like Jonah did. Sometimes the tests are so severe that we just, you know, we don't see any answer, we don't see any hope, we don't see any extrication from our misery. But God has a plan in all of that. He does. And it's so easy to be more anxious and concerned about our blessings and gifts than the giver of the gifts. That's true. Jonah had physical suffering added to his moral depression. He, as I said, he fainted. He was like the seed that had not depth of earth and withered away when the scorching sun fell on it. David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And if we have no faith in God, we have nothing to save us from fainting in the time of trial. Now, the trial might be very severe, the worst you've ever gone through. In fact, even as Paul said, he despaired of life. And you might be going through a very critical time right now in your life. But if you're growing faint and thinking there's no deliverance, the answer is believe and trust in God, because he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. So, all right, let's go back to our text, verse 9. And God said to Jonah, doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. And then verse 10 said, the Lord responds, thou hast pity on the gourd for the which thou hast not labored, neither made it as grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. That was a supernatural act of God, of course, that it could come up in a night, and that worm caused it to die. Even that, there's pests and problems in gardens, but nothing in that quickly. And verse 11 said, and should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, where are more than 60,000 persons, that's 600,000, that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle. So basically, God has the last word. He uses two powerful arguments to silence the doubts and fears of his servant. First of all, his sovereignty. God has the right to do as he wills. If you heard the previous broadcast, I referenced that parable where Jesus was talking about the day laborers, and the good men of the house said, I'll pay you a penny. And at the end of the day, he paid everyone what he said he would, a penny. But those that had labored all day felt that he wasn't being just, because those that only worked an hour had the same wage. But God has the right to do as he wills. Are our hearts evil because God is good? And of course, if we're prideful or arrogant, we question this right that God can do as he chooses. We can experience displeasure at the way God works and deals, because why? We can't comprehend his purposes. And of course, that was the case with Jonah. And if we go down that road, it's very presumptuous to think that the purposes of God, think about this, should be subordinate to our reasonings, our understanding. And we are so limited, we don't know the future. God knows all things, the past, the present, the future. He knows the end from the beginning. So Paul's argument is conclusive. He says, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall that which is created say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? And then, of course, not only God's sovereignty, but there's the need for God's heart, the need for compassion. God used the plant as an object lesson to teach Jonah this important truth. If Jonah was justified in being so upset about the loss of a plant to whose existence he had contributed nothing, was not God justified in showing love and concern for the people of Nineveh who he had created? There was a population of 600,000, and there were 120,000 children who didn't know their right hand from their left. And also the livestock. He even cares about the animals. We know our God does that. So there are so many lessons in this short book of Jonah. And I pray you've been blessed and perhaps had insight not only in understanding the book, but seeing application to your own life. I know I certainly can see as I've shared the Word of God with you. I thank you for joining me, and as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. You can write or you may email, and if you email, I'll confirm receipt and pray. But if you'd like a personal answer by mail, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you, beloved, and pray for you every day. I thank you for your prayers and your support, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,